The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast video... Let me redo that. Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one... Why am I screwing up today?
It's the morning. It's the morning. You sound like you gargled about a bottle of mouthwash before we recorded. I can smell your halitosis from...
Thanks. That's going to stay in now, too. I'm keeping that in just for the comedy factor. All right, let's try this one last time. Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world. My name is Scott.
I'm Elliot.
And welcome to our off-week episode. Elliot, what did we look at this week?
Oh, we looked at Far Changing Tides. I have a bunch of stuff taken down. I took notes, but I did not take down who made the game, because it's made and produced by, Okomotive. Oh, maybe I did have it. So this is an atmospheric vehicle adventure. It follows an emotional journey of a boy in a ship as he embarks on a voyage to find a new home. I think of like a boy and his dog. It's developed by Okomotive, published by Frontier Foundry. It's the successor of Far Lone Sail, so it is kind of a spiritual sequel, I guess. You can talk more about that, because I did not play the first one. It's released for PC, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S, and it came out in March of this year, which is 2022, if you're listening in the future.
Yep, and this is a Game Pass game, so that's why we are discussing it on our off-week episode. It is available on Xbox Game Pass as part of the subscription. Right. You asked about the original game. This is very similar to that game. The only real difference is most of this game takes place where your vehicle is in water, whereas the original game, it was almost like a locomotive that had a sail or a mast on top of the locomotive, and you could either do it by steam power, or you could do it by wind power, depending on if the wind was blowing well enough. Probably, I would say one of the key differences of this game versus the original is you have more control of the sail in this game, and you have to like make your sail catch the wind in a certain way, whereas didn't have that game mechanic in the first one. But other...
Yeah, this is very much like pay attention to your boat, yes. Right? I mean, that's a very big core mechanic.
Well, and that's what it was in the original game, too, was pay attention to your boat as well as pay attention to your surroundings, because some things can damage your boat.
It. Yeah.
How much time would you say you played into this?
I beat it. I did play through it. Yeah, this is one of those... There's a category of game that I really am starting to like. And I'm starting to like it, I think, because I just play a lot of games. The last, like, year and a half, 2 years, I've played more video games than I have, like, ever played in my life. Like, in a time frame. Mostly because I'm, like, writing about them, which I've never done before until, like, the last, like, year and a half. So by default, I'm just, like, reading more and watching more and playing more. But I love, like, the weekend game, which is not really a genre of game, but it kind of is. This is a weekend game, right? Like, you can play this, like, a little bit on a Friday night, a little bit on a Saturday, and then, like, finish it on a Sunday without problem, right? Like, this is, like, you could, in theory, probably finish this game in, like, one sit-down if you really want.
Yeah, if you were, it's, like,
it's
what, maybe
it's a lot,
3 hours long, I would say.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. I want to say maybe closer to 4 and change for me, but I'm just really bad at video games, so that's probably more on me than
I would say. Well, I mean like if you were not to make any mistakes, if you were to like, you know, close your sails when you're supposed to so you don't hit stuff, I could see it maybe taking like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you could definitely speed run this to that for sure. This is so it's a weekend game, and what I mean, you can beat it in like in a weekend without much problem, and two, there's not a whole lot of replayability to a weekend game.
No, there's not.
Right, this is a one and done game. Like, I have no interest in playing this again, but that's just because like there's nothing you're not going to add. There's nothing to add to my value on a second replay.
No, not at all.
Right, and I don't think that's a problem. Necessarily, I think, you know, this game costs $20 if you don't have Game Pass, and I don't know if I feel like this is a $20 video game.
No, that's fair.
I don't think I would like paying $20 for this, but on Game Pass, it's perfect because again, it's a perfect weekend game. You know, this is it's almost like this game was made for Game Pass.
No, definitely, and I'm honestly surprised that their first title is not on Game Pass.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. I wonder if there's a reasoning for that. I read a lot of people liked the first one a little bit more than the second one. Did you find that to be true for yourself, or did you enjoy this one a little bit more?
I felt they were very similar. I didn't end up finishing this one. I did finish the first one.
Okay.
I will finish this one, though. But, yeah, okay. The discovery of the first one was very... what's the word I want to use? It was very fluid. It felt natural. Where this one, some of the puzzle aspects of it didn't feel as natural to find the solution, if you know what I mean.
Yes. So I have broken my notes down into two categories: things I like, things I don't like. Because it's simple for me. I don't know if we went on. I guess we really haven't talked about the gameplay, but it's a side scroller, right? You go from left to right.
No, you don't even go left to right. Oh yeah, you do left. Sorry, yeah, you do go left from right.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Hey, look, you're in Florida. I know directions are a thing for you guys down there with the heat and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
per the original Mario, you can't backtrack in the level. Yes, okay.
You're right. Yeah. So you go from one side to the other, and as you are traveling on your boat, you encounter obstacles that you have to somehow overcome or move past through puzzles to continue on. And while that's happening, you kind of get a little bit of a story. This game, there's like no dialogue to it. It's all like, you know, sound effects and music. But like the background tells a story. Yep. You know, there's like hints of stuff going on. And then the further you get into the game, you realize, oh, that is what's happening, that kind of thing. And the controls are very simple too. All right, right. With a left to right, you basically have a jump and a grab.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. You know, there's so it's very simplistic, but in a good way, and it's kind of a simplistic design of like the character where you don't ever really see any facial features.
Yeah. Well, and it has to be simplistic because there's no really telling you how to play the game. You have to figure it all out yourself. Yeah, and that's. I did really enjoy that about the first game. Like, it's they just throw you into it, and you're like, "Here you go, figure it out."
Yeah, I really dug it real quickly. It wasn't hard to get into it, which is I guess a good thing for it.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, what are your pros and cons?
Do you want to talk about the? Okay, so here's some things that I liked. I thought it was pretty good platforming. You know, for a platforming side scroller, I thought the platforming was pretty good. Not fantastic, not great, but pretty good. I thought the puzzles were decent. I didn't think they were fantastic. I didn't think they were too easy, but I do think they sided on the easier side than the harder side. I never really struggled too much with any puzzles. I don't know how you were. Did you find yourself struggling at all with any of these puzzles?
Did struggle with one, but only because I didn't realize the button to open the door for me to proceed was underneath the water, like under where I had grabbed something.
Yeah, so I'm that way too. Any of the puzzles that I struggled with, it was just my lack of looking
exactly.
around. It was never like, oh, the mechanic, I didn't understand the mechanic of whatever they were trying to get me to do. If anything, I kind of, like I said, they're decent. They're not super hard by any means. They're not super, super easy, but they do tend to be on the easier side. I thought the music was phenomenal. I thought the ambiance that the game creates is phenomenal. Being able to tell a story just by like what's in the background is really cool to me. I think that takes some skill. So there's definitely a lot of thought that went into the game. I thought the ship mechanics were excellent. There's a lot of stuff. You can control the sails, raise the sail, lower the sail. You know, you can control, you know, the rowing, you know, all kinds of, and then when something goes awry, you have to fix it. So I thought the ship mechanics were really phenomenal in this, which is, I think, the biggest part of the game was the ship.
Yeah,
mechanics.
I honestly, so that was I enjoyed the ship mechanics of the first one a little bit more than this one.
Okay.
There was the aspect of overheating and all that in the first one, but instead of taking your hose and hosing down your reactor.
Hose down?
Yes, yes. Hosing down the reactor in this one. The first one had like a steam release, and when you release the steam, okay. It would actually give you a boost in speed.
Oh,
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Which that didn't have, I mean, they didn't have that in this one, which was a little bit disappointing, but it still works. I didn't get to a point where I could open up the sails and have the reactor going or the rowing going at the same time. I don't know. Were you able to get to any point like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that definitely
okay.
happens.
Okay, good.
Sure.
I'm probably just not to that point in the game yet.
Yeah, you're probably not far because I don't feel like that was super far from happening.
Yeah.
Because you usually were stuck with one or the other for quite
a while. I'm at the point where there's like a giant wall that you had to climb up a bunch of ladders to get to the top of it, and now I'm at the top of it, but I had to stop playing at that point in time to take care of the kids.
Yeah, ugh, pesky kids. That's why you have a dog and a cat and nothing else. That's Elliot's lonely corner. That's not true. My wife and I aren't lonely. Is there anything else that you liked that I didn't cover at all?
I did like the swimming aspect of this game.
Yeah,
where you had kind of like a speed boost. You had almost like a submarine suit on the character.
Yeah,
which was really interesting. Yeah, because there wasn't anything like that in the first one. It was all you're on foot the entire time, and you have to kind of just walk around. I like that there's no like fall damage as well, because your characters kind of just like float.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that is kind of cool. Some of the things I didn't like. I thought the zooming in and out was kind of annoying. I think the game kind of is zoomed further out than it needs to be at times, and I have to manually zoom in. And there were times where I wanted to zoom in a lot more to see what was going on, like on my ship, to get a better like feel for things.
Yeah.
So I thought the view distance was a little funky. And I get why they did the zooming out. It was mostly so that you could see what's kind of going on in the background and around you. But again, it kind of did, it did bother me enough that I like took note of it. The story is decent and interesting, but it is very vague. There are no like bullet points of like as to what happened realistically. You kind of are left to your imagination as to what was happening. You know, you like see things in the background. And you're like, oh, is there this like floating island city thing there? And then, you know, as the story progresses, you learn a little bit more here and there. And it starts to make a little more sense, but it is a little vague. And again, there's just, you're not playing for the story. So I love
it. Yeah.
Story.
Well, the original, the original felt like it was a post apocalyptic type of thing where you were leaving where you like nobody could live anymore because it was very barren. It was like dried up and everything. Like the whole thing of the original one was like there was no water around. So you had to, you were like driving across these like desert plains. And then actually at the very end of the original game, you get to like this giant body of water. Yeah. Spoiler. So you get to this giant body of water. So I almost feel like this might be a continuation of like from that giant body of water. Now you're having to like continue on.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or here's what happened to these people on this side of the
planet. Exactly.
Okay, that's kind of cool in a weird way. So the next one's what, in the sky? You foresee the third one taking place? Or underground?
Underground, there you go.
Where do they go from
here? Yeah, okay. Underground would be a good one.
That one's free. That one's free far. like I said, zero combat. Not that I need a combat in the game, but it's really just puzzles. And like I said, only decent puzzles is how I put it. You know, they're okay. They're
fine. Puzzles is kind of a strong word for it, I would say.
Yeah. So see, that's So you kind of thought and then there's a lot of like dead air to the game. There's a lot of times where like once I get my ship moving, I may be moving my sails back and forth to get a better breeze, but I'm really just going like from left to right. And not much happens.
Well,
and it got to the point a couple of times for me where I was like, am I supposed to be doing something? Am I doing something wrong? Am I just supposed to be moving? Is this good? You know, like
And that's supposed to be the ambience of the game where, you know, the nice music is going. You've got like the antelopes running in the background and that's the quote unquote storytelling part of it where you're just supposed to be like taking everything what's going around you. But yeah,
but it goes on a little too long. Yeah. Right? Sometimes you're just like, okay, we get the point. Like, it's cute. Let's.
Yeah. You're not wrong. It went on a little too long until, of course, all the water drained out. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Right. And so while I think the game is closer to 4 hours for me, it probably could be closer to 3 or 3.5 and be a really tight 3 and be that much better of a game.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
You know, I think they maybe try to push it a little further than it needed to be. So maybe it just overstays its welcome just a little bit. Not a lot, but just enough where I'm starting to be like, okay, what are we doing here? Which is probably too much for me because I'm like, you know, let's get going, man.
Yeah.
But that's like, you know, and I don't think any of that's super critical or super negative. But that's what I was like, oh, okay, I can take it or leave this.
Yeah. Did you feel as you were playing the game? I know it's because of the game mechanics and all that, but like, did you ever feel it was very almost too convenient that like something on your ship would break and then you would happen along and find the thing that you needed to fix it?
Here's the thing that fixes it. Yeah, there is definitely that. You're right. There's definitely that. There's definitely not like, hey, here's this thing that you're going to need in 20 minutes. It's here's this thing that you need right now. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is always like that. It is definitely always like that. Did you ever run out of fuel? Oh, for your ship?
Yeah, actually, I just ran out of fuel because I was trying to use the oars to get past the waves, not realizing that I had to use the sails, and I used all the fuel up on that. And I'm like, well, I guess I got to use the sails. Oh, that's how I was supposed to do it the whole time. Now I'm actually making progression.
Yeah. I anytime I ever ran out of fuel, it was always very close by. I could get into the water and like swim around for a little bit and find some pretty quickly. Yeah. So I never had like long stretches where I was like, oh, I'm just screwed. But that was usually what you did was usually like my first go-to thing was like, oh, if I was out of fuel, I was like, oh, should I just have used the sails? And they're like, oh, yeah, you should have, stupid. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did so, you? So like, oh, I noticed one thing. It felt like the whale was glitching. It was like completely out of the water. Like the entire body of the whale was out of the water. I don't know if it did that for you.
No, I don't recall.
Yeah,
that.
There was a...
Like floating?
Yeah, it was. So there was one point in the game where you see a water spout go off behind you. Right. And then this whale, and it's right before the big storm. And this whale is like pacing you. And at one point in time, the whale gets completely out of the water. I'm like, what the hell is this? This whale is completely out of the water. And actually, it was while I was streaming too. So I've got footage of it. But it was kind of funny that it happened. I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. I wonder if that's a glitch or they meant to do that because this whale...
Maybe I just never noticed it, not out. But I did not see that. But I also was... I was playing with my wife in the room for the most part, and she was doing something, and we were talking, and like the dog was out, and he was running about.
Yeah.
So I definitely was not like solely focused.
Well, and that's fine because this game doesn't require you to be that focused.
Right. Yeah. No, it really kind of doesn't, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
In a way, it's one of those like the game plays itself mechanics that Jeff absolutely loves.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I get that.
So, do you closing thoughts on this? Do you recommend playing this? Do you not recommend playing this?
Like, I definitely recommend playing it because it's a one and done, and it's
you
didn't get a nice storyline. I wish the first one was on Game Pass too. That way, I could say do that one first and then play this one. That way, you get the full experience. But since it's not, depending on the price point of the first one, I wouldn't recommend buying it and then playing this. Just play this one on Game Pass. But like you said, $20 is pretty hefty price for this game standalone.
I think so too.
I know, I'm sure a lot of work went into this game and they're trying to recruit.
No doubt.
But yeah, it's, you know, there's not replayability in this game other than wanting to improve your time. There are some achievements that you can get in this game, but you could get almost all of them. Probably, I would say you can get all of them in two playthroughs easily.
I'm sure. Yeah. So far, Lone Sails is $14.99 on Steam and
see Switch that's a good price right there for this game. I would say.
Yeah. If this game goes on sale for like half off, it's definitely a pickup. Heck, I might even pick it up for a friend at that price point, because my friend Michelle and I will play weekend games together, not together, but we'll play them at the same time and then talk about them. It's one of those things we've been doing for like forever since high school, and this is definitely one of those games I'm gonna try to get her to pick up at some point.
Okay, cool.
because I think it's worth talking about with her, because that's just what we've, you know, we've done.
Do you recommend this game then?
Yeah, I recommend it at the Game Pass price point for sure. Like a half off, 25% off, you know, $14 for this is probably not terrible. I'm one of those guys that always like equates the hours of the game to the game itself, where I'm like, man, can you play a really phenomenal game for like 2 hours, but it's like $30? Is that worth it? To me, I'm not quite there. I'm not quite convinced that like of that. So for like a 4 hour game being $20, like, oof, the money doesn't equate to me at that price point currently. But on Game Pass, absolutely. If you're looking for something to do that you're just trying to pass the weekend, this is fantastic. This is a great like Memorial weekend game.
Definitely. Do you want another weekend game for the next episode, or do you want to do something different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the next weekend game? Give us another
one. All right, if we're going to do another weekend game, we're going to stay with the same theme, and you said you had not played this game. So we're going to do Limbo next.
Okay. I have not done Limbo. Do you know if Oxenfree is on Game Pass?
I think it might be. I'll have to look it up.
If you haven't, we should do that one too, because that's a good weekend.
I've heard of the game. Too.
No, it doesn't look like it. Oh, it doesn't.
No,
look like
okay.
Oh, it left. It left Game Pass. So if it ever comes back, we'll have to hit up Oxenfree, because Oxenfree is one of those weekend games that I played recently that I was like, oh, this is kind of mind screwy.
Okay. So, yeah.
But anyway, all right. So we're not doing Oxenfree.
Limbo.
We're doing Limbo.
Yep. That's a good weekend game for you. I think you'll enjoy that one.
Okay.
But that one, the puzzles are definitely harder in that one than they were in this game. And nice. So there's...
Heck, I might even... That one's on Switch, too. I might even pick that up on Switch.
Okay.
Only because I'm going to be out of town next week. One of my brothers is getting married. And I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of free time this coming weekend. So, and I can't force myself to play any more Diablo Immortal, because it's against my
religion. I have not started playing that yet.
So, that will be an interesting one to talk about. I'm really interested in talking about that with other people.
You want to come on the episode for that one?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm definitely
okay. Yeah, we're gonna do that after Apex.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing for sure. Worth discussing. There's a lot of talking points for that, but. Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to digress. I don't mean to add filler to...
Hey, just save it for the seal, okay?
That's right. I'm sorry. That's just get so excited. It's so worked up.
Right? All right, well, if you want to get at us, you can get at Elliot on Twitter at Elliot_argues. You can listen to his other podcast, Tessa and Elliot Argue. Are you doing any other podcasts besides that?
Not right this second. I'm not, but you know, changes.
Yeah, right.
I'm like Jeff. I get that itch. I'm like, oh, I need to talk.
It's a rotating podcast schedule.
What everyone needs. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. That's really what I should name my next one. Just rotating.
Right,
podcast.
And then you just do different themes, right? Too. And different co-hosts.
Yeah. And we'll just upload whatever we want whenever we want. I really should talk to him about that. That might not be bad. We might need to cut this because this is such a good idea.
Right? this week we're doing a movie review. This week we're going to talk about this. Maybe we do have. Maybe I will have to cut this.
we could throw Ruining Disney with Tessa into the mix every now and again. We could throw whatever Jeff's doing for a month. You know, throw Van Damme.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah. All of our ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is all trademarked, by the way. So please
don't. Yep, trademarked. Copyrighted. You can't steal.
TM.
You can also read any of Elliot's reviews of games at the App Trigger website.
Just App Trigger.
As well as Gaming Nexus.
As well as, and a new one to be announced.
You're
going to
write for a third one now?
I don't think I can announce it yet. Yeah, I'm reviewing a game for a third one, which I'm hoping will lead to more writing. Yeah, I'm trying to find me on LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn.
Are you trying to write full-time now?
In a perfect world, that was what I would love to do. But that realistically, that's not, anytime soon, but I would love to do that. I have friends that do that, and I'm very jealous.
Nice.
So if the money was there, that's the problem, is the money really isn't there. Like, App Trigger, I've made, like, I make, like, $30 or $40 a month, maybe.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not very...
not very lucrative.
Doesn't really feed my dog. No, no, no. It's really for the, like, love of writing. But anyway, sorry. Again, I've digressed. We've spent, like, 7 minutes on just me. Where's Budget Arcade at?
At all the your favorite hotspots at Budget Arcade, as well as Twitch at Budget Arcade Podcast, as well as TikTok Budget Arcade Podcast. Though I've been thinking about deleting that app. It's such a time waster.
I'll tell you. Can I tell you what I deleted
What's
recently?
That?
I didn't delete, because you can't really delete Facebook, but I'm done with Facebook.
Nice.
I've decided not
I anything. I tried to delete Facebook a few years back, and my wife flipped her on me. Oh, I'm going to have to bleep that.
See, Tess is a big Facebook person, too. Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Mark.
Right?
Mark,
I'm going to have to mark that.
It's such a talk. I mean, they're all toxic places, but, like, Facebook is just filled with, like, people like of my dad's age, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's too much for me. So, yeah, it's been like 4 or 5 days now. So,
yeah,
it's been kind of
I don't blame you. I really need to do that too, to be honest. I can't stand that.
Let's do it. Let's all do it.
Let's all leave Facebook. Right. Everybody leave
Let's
Facebook.
Let's all burn our phones. I mean, Facebook.
Our phone, yeah. Oh, gosh. If you want to help support the show, you can do so at Budget Arcade or patreon.com/budgetarcade, or you can purchase one of our many t-shirts, and the link is in our show notes. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com, and be sure to tell somebody about the show. That way we can keep this alive. And game on.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.